All right. Hi. How are you? Good? Well, do you know that today? Oh, hi. Hi. Today we are celebrating. Do you know what we're celebrating? You don't know? You don't know what we're celebrating? Today is Sabbath. We love Sabbaths. We get to see friends that we have, like you got to see your friend right there. And do you like celebrations? Do you like parties? Yeah? Which one is your favorite kind of celebration? What's your favorite kind of celebration?
Mine is balloons. They're just so looking cool. That's why I like
them. Yes, they look so cool. Yes.
Mine is Christmas.
Christmas. Yes. You?
I love horses.
I love horses too. Yeah, I've seen parties where they have horses too. You know that there's celebrations like weddings. Have you ever gone to a wedding? Oh, you have. Wow. There's birthday parties. Do you like your birthday parties? Yay. There's Christmas. There's weddings, I said. What else? Graduations. Have you ever gone to a graduation? Yes. There's graduations happening this weekend. I'm going to tell you in just a little bit. So when you go to a celebration, to a party, what do you usually see? You said you see gifts, right? You like gifts, like this, a gift. You see balloons. You mentioned balloons. What else? Cake. There's cake sometimes. Yes. What else? Funs? Like fun games or yay?
Presents.
Presents, yes, that's right. It's really, really nice. But guess what? You need to have something special to be able to go to a party or a celebration. And that's called an invitation. And I have some invitations here. You see, sometimes we get invitations for birthday parties or baby showers where the person is a tiny, tiny little baby, like that little baby boy over there. Other times, we get invitations for the birthday party of someone who maybe is turning 100. That's wonderful. And then see this here? This is a wedding invitation. It's kind of like a book. I think they're telling us all about their life, their love story. Then we have anniversaries. Oh, that's so nice. You know what? Can I tell you a secret? Today is my mom's birthday. And because I know my mom, she's my mom, you know, I don't get an invitation, but it's so fun. Do you want to see what my wedding invitation looked like? Sometimes you get invitations that come just as an email or a text that says, hey, do you want to come? Or sometimes the invitation is just like this. Would you like to come to my party? Just like that. Other times we give things like mine. Look at this. This was our wedding invitation. And you know what's inside? It's a DVD. And it was a little movie where my husband and I said, hey, come to our wedding. Guess what? Today, you all get an invitation. This is your invitation for every single one of you. It's very special. Do you want to see what's inside? Where are you going to be invited to? Let's see. Can someone read that? You are being invited to, I mean, you guys. Vespers, yes, today at 6:30. That's your invitation. Bring your parents. That's for everyone. Should we let them see what's here? Should we let the grown-ups see this? No? Yeah, let's see. That way we can invite them as well. Well, can you show them? Can you show everyone this? Just hold it. Stand up and hold it like that. You're all invited to Vespers today at 6:30. Very nice. Thank you. Oh, okay, Grandma. Make sure Grandma comes. All right. There's one more invitation. But before I tell you, I need to tell you a story. There was one day that my husband and I wanted to have a get-together with our friends. And so we told everybody, hey, come Tuesday. We're going to get together. So we had the house nice and clean, lots of chairs so that everybody could sit nice and be happy. We had the food ready. Everything was ready, the decorations, everything was pretty. And it was time for the party to start, and we were like, okay, the bell is gonna ring anytime. And guess what? And they were gonna open presents, yes, but nobody came. And we're like, what happened? We invited everybody. Guess what? We wrote the wrong date on the invitation, and no one came to our party. Isn't that sad? But there's someone who's inviting us today as well. And this is his invitation is here. And that's Jesus. You know that the Bible says that he's preparing a place for us. Do you know where that place is at? Heaven, yes. And in here it says, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm going to come back and get you. But we need to answer, yes, I want to go. No, I don't want to go. How many of you would like to go to heaven? Me too. Me too. So that's our invitation today, and we can answer and say, yes, Lord, I want to go to heaven. There's not going to be any balloons, but there's going to be beautiful, beautiful flowers and the streets of gold and presents, and there's not going to be a birthday hat. It's going to be crowns, real crowns. But the most wonderful thing is going to be that Jesus is going to be there. And we're going to get to see him every single day. Isn't that nice? All right, well, let's pray and tell Jesus, yes, I want to go. Dear God, thank you so much for inviting us to be with you. We want to go. We say, yes, Lord, we want to accept this invitation. So, Father, help us as we go back to our seats to listen carefully and to every day say, Jesus, come into my heart and learn more and more about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may go back to your seats.